Good. Who wants to start?
Well, I'll start. Andrew Luck said the other day that he had never met you, and it kind of reminded me when you talked in the past about first meeting Peyton. When you met him, were you, as a, you know, first season as a starter, were you kind of in awe of him? Or what were you feeling when you, I think you said you met him on the field before that game. What do you recall from that? Where do you go, wow, this is...
Yeah, I remember I was out there warming up for the game, and he came over and he said, "Hey, Tom, I'm Peyton." So,
what did you say to him?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously it's something I probably couldn't repeat. But yeah, that was a very become friends since. So, I mean, Andrew's obviously playing very well, and they're 6-3, and they're doing a great job, and he's had a great season. So we got. That's part of the challenge this weekend.
Will you go up to Andrew and do the same thing that Peyton did to you, introduce yourself? Or
I don't know.
Game starting.
It's yeah, we'll see.
You don't want to be too friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, usually I don't go out too early anymore. So, I tend to just kind of keep to myself.
How do you feel about turning the page on this rivalry from Peyton? I know you don't go head-to-head with him, but from Peyton to a new young gun?
Well, my focus has been on what that defense does, and it's always, the Colts defense, and it's always centered around two players, and those two guys are still there. So that's really the challenge for us this week, is trying to figure out how to block, that entire front. And there's a lot of different looks from the last time we played them, trying to kind of understand the scheme and how they're doing things. But they're good, and they really rush the passer, and that's a big challenge.
Coach Belichick said yesterday that he sees a lot of the Steelers in the Colts defense. Do you also see a lot of similarities between the Colts now and the Steelers?
Well, if he says it, it must be true, so I'd hate to disagree with him. I've just been trying to study what they do this year and try to focus on that. And but they're playing really well. So hopefully we play well.
Getting back to Andrew Luck and the sixth. Success that he's had as a rookie. If you can think back to your rookie year, would the rookie Tom Brady have expected to play, and if so, play well your first year?
Yeah, I mean, it's always challenging for those rookies. I don't know. I was a rookie. I was like four string and eating nachos before the game in the stand, so I didn't, there wasn't much of me thinking of playing, and I always admire those rookies who can do it, because it is such a challenge, whether you're a defensive end like Chandler Jones or Dante Hightower or Andrew Luck or any of these rookies that are, really play a, big role for a certain team. It's real credit to them and their ability to transition and focus on all these new things that have really come about and to go out there and play well.
How about in your second year, though? Can you relate to maybe, being a leader and guy that's getting a lot of attention and sort of being the focal point of an offense, because you have to be in the huddle?
Yeah, and that's part of the position as well, and that happened, and I had quite a few 18 months to develop camaraderie with the guys that I played with, and it was a lot of time and practice span of with extra coaching sessions and so forth. So it's, for those rookies, it's coming right from college to this position is very challenging.
How much more confident or how much progress did you make from that first start against Indy through to the end of the regular season, and then did you really feel week to week everything was going in the right direction for you?
God, I don't remember that long ago. That was that was all, doesn't seem like that long ago, but it does, it's but I mean, hopefully everyone improves over the course of the season, whether you're a young player, whether you're a veteran player. That's the goal. I mean, I feel like today we had very good practice, and now finally you really start to feel like you're in the middle, it took however many games, four preseason and nine regular season, and you play 13 games, you're like, man, now I really start feeling good out there on every play, and that's just part of, the NFL season. Last question.
Is Keith to leave someone else to give you fits in practice?
Yeah, he's been competing hard out there, so, it's good work for us, and he's a, he's been fun to have out there. I've had a few conversations with him, so we'll see. Hopefully he can help. Thank you. See you guys.